European teams as well, because a lot of my listeners follow those teams as well. So I'll give you those results for you as well, and then you can then you'll be up to speed with those results as well. So I'm going to bring up those results, because as you know, with the live programs, things always coming in at certain times. But like I said, I'll give you that information so you're up to speed. So we spoke about results on Sunday and Monday, and I'll just give you the results for the other teams. Not all of the teams, but the major teams. So the likes of Spain and Italy. So I'll give you the information regarding those as well. Once my notes are just going through my notes, so I usually do. Here we are. So if I just go back, so if I go back to yesterday, yesterday's results, and I'll go backwards from there. So yesterday, very, very poor result for France. They drew 0-0 away to Belarus. And France, as you know, were the runners-up in the Euro 2016 in their home country. It was held in France as well. So for France to go away to Belarus and draw 0-0, it was a disastrous result so early on in the qualifying tournament. So that finished Belarus 0, France 0. And like I said, that was a very, very disappointing result. I've got some information which I'll share later on as well, and I'm getting messages all the time because it's a live show, so I will mention that later on in the show as well. So thank you very much for those of you who have sent messages already, and I will mention those as well. So like I said, it finished Belarus 0, France 0, so that was a very, very disappointing result. Also, Sweden 1, Netherlands 1 was a very, very good result for Sweden, and a poor result for Netherlands once again. As you know, Netherlands didn't qualify for the Euro 2016, so they would have hoped to get a away win in Sweden. So that was a disappointing result for them. And what a result for Switzerland. They beat Portugal at home 2-0 in the qualifying for the World Cup. So that was a magnificent performance by Switzerland, and Portugal didn't look their best, and they were nowhere near the form they showed to win the tournament a few weeks ago. So that was Switzerland 2, Portugal 0. And let me see other results for you. Italy won comfortably away 3-1 against Israel, and Spain at home scored 8. That's correct. It finished Spain 8, Liechtenstein 0. And other results, Croatia 1, Turkey 1. So that was a good point for Turkey. And regarding Iceland, who beat England, they drew 1-1 away to Ukraine. So that was a difficult result, but I'm sure they'll be pleased with that result. And the Germany, the World Cup winners, they were playing away to Norway. So they won 3-0. So that was a comfortable win for them. So those are all your selected international results I've just given you. And then what I'll do now, I'll move on to, before I'll start doing the preview for the Premier League. Before I do the preview, I know it's been a couple of weeks, and what I'll do, I'll just give you just run through the results of the previous week when they played in the Premier League. So it gives you a flavour before I give you the lowdown for the matches coming up. So if you start on the Sunday, the 28th of August, it finished West Brom 0, Middlesbrough 0, Man City 3, West Ham 1. On Saturday, the 27th of August, it finished Tottenham 1, Liverpool 1, Chelsea 3, Burnley 0, Crystal Palace 1, Bournemouth 1, Everton 1, Stoke 0, Leicester 2, Swansea 1, Southampton 1, Sunderland 1, Watford 1, Arsenal 3, and Hull City 0, Man United 1. So those were the results for the third round of matches in the Premier League. So what I'll do now, I'll just go through the upcoming matches over the weekend and just give you the key stats like I usually do in the Football Hour to put you up to speed, and then you can look forward to it. Because usually what happens when there's an international week, regardless if it's a qualifying matches or regardless, they're friendlies, there is usually a very, very boring weekend because, like I said, because there's no Premier League matches going on, it's very, very boring in terms of watching football because you're so used to watching live Premier League matches on the weekend. And for that not to happen, you know, does throw you a bit because internationals are very, very dry matches and very, very boring matches as well. Because I speak to a lot of people in the media as well, and they also don't dislike these international weekends off. Because the thing I don't understand, if any of the listeners are up to speed regarding this, they can call in at 10:30 on 0114-2425-200, is what's the logic of having internationals right now? Because you had the Euros and then you start the qualifying straight away, especially after three games in the Premier League. And I think in Spain, they've only had a couple of games. So very, very early in the season for them to do that. What's the logic in that? Why don't you just play a bulk of the international qualifiers in the summer break when the seasons are finished in Europe? I think that'd be more logical, play two or three games in a two-week window. And I think that would be better for the internationals and better because this way what happens is you play three games in the Premier League, then you go away, and then it can take a couple of games for you to regain your composure, your confidence, because when you go on international duty, what usually tends to happen is you pick up injuries or you might go long distance. So when you come back, your form decides to dip because it's natural, because if you've been traveling around the world, it does mess up your composure, as I mentioned. And obviously going from Premier League to international back again, it's not an easy mindset either. So like I said, I don't know why they do that, but like I said, any of you, if you know the reason, then call in on 0114-2425-200 and then at 10:30, and then we can talk about that as well. And then obviously we'll be talking about the Manchester derby as well. And like I said, you can call in at that time and have your views as well. So there's about 7 minutes left before the break. And like I said, what I'll do, I'll go through the matches that are coming up, and then you can have your say at 10:30 on 0114-2425-200. And it is very, very hot here in London as well, and in the UK as well. And I'm sure it's very hot where you are in the United Kingdom as well as around the world, because last time my colleagues at the station, they said we've got listenership in about 90-odd countries. So that's looking good. And inshallah, I'm sure we'll hit the 100 country barrier very, very soon. So what I'll do, I'll start with the matches and give you the flavour of the matches coming up. So first of all, this Saturday, the 10th of September, it's the Manchester derby, Manchester United against Manchester City. It kicks off live on TV at 12:30 this coming Saturday. So I'll give you the information regarding that match. So first of all, after losing four Premier League Manchester derbies in a row, Manchester United are unbeaten in their last three games against Manchester City, winning two, drawing one. So when I was looking through this fact, it amazed me that Man United had lost four Manchester derbies in a row, which is very, very unlike Man United. And like I said, so they lost four, and then they've been unbeaten in the last three. So so it's going to be a very, very tight game. And like I said, in last season's derbies, it says that the Red Devils, which is Manchester United's nickname, have lost three of the last five home league meetings with Man City, winning one and drawing one. So that doesn't look good for Man United. And it says more than they've lost in the previous 29. So if I just read that fact again, just for your reference. So Manchester United have lost three of their last five home league meetings with Man City, winning one, drawing one, more than they've lost in the previous 29, winning 15, drawn 12 and lost 2. So you can see the momentum.